That affected the result. That affected the result. I don't know why individual people voted what they voted. I don't know that. Everyone is different. There was a lot of unhappiness because of the negative publicity in the topic of immigration. My own opinion is that democracy is dangerous because people get to vote about things they don't understand. Right? I would not let my doctor fix my car. Right? I would not let my mechanic give me open heart surgery. Right? Let the doctor do the doctor's work. Let the mechanic do the mechanic's work. Let the politicians do the political work. But don't ask people to decide on the future of something they know nothing about. Does it matter? I don't think it matters. That's like saying, should I live here or should I live there? Well, you pick one place, you live there, and you live with it. And it doesn't matter. Inside the EU or outside the EU, it doesn't matter. Business exists today. It must exist tomorrow. That's it. Should I eat my lunch inside the restaurant or outside the restaurant? Doesn't matter as long as you eat your lunch. So, who's going to see a difference? Is anybody going to see a difference? I mean, there will be, if there is, if Britain leaves the European Union, is the next day the whole world going to fall apart? I don't think so. Right? It's like that breakup between boyfriend and girlfriend, right? They cry for 24 hours and then they go find somebody else, right? Oh, no, not everyone, but my point is that life goes on. You can live in the past, or you can plan and work now for the future. Irrelevant. Never let the people make important decisions because the people have no idea. This is, democracy is stupid. But then so is communism, so is socialism, so is fascism, so is dictatorship, so is monarchism. They're all stupid. The closest we have to freedom is constitutional republican principles. That's the closest that the world has ever been to freedom. Governments always get bigger until countries fall apart. That is the entire history of humanity. Show me a country that has not destroyed itself. Doesn't exist. Doesn't exist. Right? Every single country that has ever existed has eaten itself or fallen apart. Everyone, 100%. Do we suddenly expect this to stop? No. No, we're people, we're stupid. And it will continue. Getting here's my intellectual problem, right? You, for example, could study all the political parties and all the political leaders and the history of the politics, and you could understand the social situation, and you study macroeconomics and microeconomics, and you look at international trade and relations, and you understand business, and your vote is equal to my vote. I can be a homeless person living under a bridge who's an alcoholic, right? That's stupid. That's just real. That's no way to organize anything. So, giving everyone the chance to decide on the future of a country is a really stupid idea. Now, the argument for it, let's turn it around, the argument for it is that if you give everyone responsibilities, they will learn and grow and take the responsibility of making the country a better place. Well, I'm 44 years old and I have not seen one single example of this in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it might exist somewhere because there are things that I don't know about, but it's not something that I have seen. The trouble is that we frame the world with our own experiences. And that's why you can look at a picture and go, oh, that's amazing. And I can look at the same picture and go, that's really terrible.
Yeah.
And it's the same picture and whatever. And maybe one of us is right. Maybe both of us are right. I don't know. I really don't know. But I, as I said at the beginning, I want my doctor to make decisions about my health. And I want my mechanic to make decisions about my car. I don't want everyone. Here's another point. Imagine you're 60, 70 years old. You've got a lifetime of experience. You've done certain jobs. You've been married once, maybe twice in the modern world, whatever. You've traveled. You've seen things. And your vote age 60 is equal to somebody's vote age 18. That's really stupid as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's really stupid. Yeah, but if you don't give young people the vote, then they... Young people don't know shit because they've got no experience, right? They don't know
anything. Yeah.
I'm sorry. They know what they know, but they don't know enough to make decisions about... I mean, the young vote, say 18 to 25, could decide the future of the country. What a nightmare. These people know nothing. All they know is like video games, alcohol, fashion, and films, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you want these people to decide the future of the country? What a ridiculously stupid idea.
Mm-hmm.
Intellectual people understand. Democracy has failed. We cannot run a sustainable, long-term, survivable democracy. It can't be done. What does this mean? There are a number of paths that we can go down. We can even stay on the same road. It's not up to me to decide. And I don't really care. I want everyone to be free, and I don't like it when other people tell me what to do, and that's my preference. And so, in my experience, the world is full of two kinds of people. A, those that want to tell other people what to do, and B, those that don't. That's it. I mean, you can find shades of gray in the middle, but there are people that love telling other people what to do and enjoy it, and they feel better when they do it, and there are people that not really interested in telling other people what to do, and that's it. And so we will see. I think that we have two choices. Here's something people don't understand. Democracy always ends in dictatorship. Democracy always ends in dictatorship. Always. Now, does that mean democracy itself is bad? Not really. Because, you know, what is democracy? It's just a tool, right? Here's a pencil, you know. For some people it's a good pencil, for some people it's a bad pencil. Whatever. Yeah. So it's hard. I think it's the wrong debate, you know, that everything is misdirection. Should we be in Europe? Should we be out of Europe? That's not the right question. The right question is, do I have a moral foundation for my own life? If you can answer that question, then you take one step closer to the truth of your existence. And that will help the country.
Mm-hmm.
much more than voting for somebody else to do something, right or wrong. It begins with, you know, Gandhi's famous quote, like, be the change you want to see. Yeah, if you want Britain, if you're British and you want Britain to be part of Europe, then start a business that interacts with people in Europe and make connections. If you're British and you don't want Britain to be part of Europe, then I don't know. Can we live without interaction? I don't think so. We have to be logical about it. Everybody has a different perspective. Look, if you're a lawyer, this is great, because every business has to go to you and say, oh, please, can you help me? I don't understand what's happening. You're making fortunes, making huge amounts of money. It's great. So a lot of people are making a lot of money. It's great for them.
Yeah.
Let me give you a theory. Most people love problems. Most people love problems. They don't know life without problems. They can't imagine their life without problems. They're so attached and connected to their problems that they will try as much as possible to keep them and never change. They're addicted to their problems. They don't want solutions. They don't. They don't want to change. They talk about change, but they don't change. And talk is cheap. It's really cheap. Everybody can talk about something, but at the end of the day, very few people actually have the nerves or the guts to actually do what needs to be done. That's why I've been offered the opportunity to go into politics a number of times, and I've always said no, because I don't know what's right for everybody. I have no idea. Absolutely none. And what a huge responsibility. I mean, I can make a wrong decision and thousands of people can die. What a nightmare. I couldn't live with that. I would be heartbroken if something like that happened. It's only for certain kinds of people, I imagine. We don't need rulers as much as we need rules. Now think about it carefully. We can make rules without having rulers. We don't need people to rule over us. We can make rules. We can make rules without rulers. It's unnecessary. I think that we have evolved as humanity to be quite intelligent people in some areas. So the original point, what's the original point? People love their problems. There's not going to be a lot of solutions to a lot of things, because so many people, and the point about problems was that Brexit's a problem, and people love the problem because they make so much money from it.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when you solve the problem? Well, you don't have a problem anymore, and a new problem will come along, and the new problem scares people to death. Go back to the relationship scenario, yeah? So the boyfriend, girlfriend don't want to break up, because that means they have to go find somebody else, and they have to exchange the old problem for a new problem, because the new relationship will be a new problem. Yeah, and this is life. People don't want to. People need, in order to grow, in order to be better, you have to pick up new skills. But you can't pick up new skills if you don't put down your old skills. Your hands will be full. You can't carry everything with you everywhere all the time. Like, people are walking around with, you know, their childhood, like a big rucksack full of rocks on their back, and they're carrying it with them everywhere. You've got to put the rucksack down. You've got to leave it behind. You've got to move on. You can't carry it with you all the time, everywhere. It's too much. And people are so addicted to their problems that they want to carry them with them everywhere and never grow out of them and live some kind of eternal childhood. And the crazy thing is that we're all children down deep inside. It's very hard to grow up. And part of Brexit, what's Brexit? I don't know. The children screaming for attention, something like that psychologically. A giant mess. The people didn't create the problem. The politicians created the problem, so it isn't their job to solve the problem. It matters little. It mat unless there's an army coming over the hill. It's irrelevant, really. Can you do anything to change the amount of food that's going to be in the supermarket tomorrow? Probably not. Can you do anything to get new roads built? Probably not. Can you plant a forest? Well, you could de dedicate the rest of your life to doing it, but it's probably not very practical. So, it's kind of irrelevant. If you don't have a border, you don't have a country. Let's look at fundamentals. If you don't have a border, you don't have a country. If you don't have a fence around your garden, you don't have a garden. If you don't have walls, you don't have a house. If you don't have a border around your country, you don't have a country. There's no border. There's no country. End of story. There's no country. There's no France. There's no Germany. There's no Italy. There's no Austria. There's no Czech Republic. There's no Slovakia. These are ancient ideas. Because if you don't have a border, you don't have a country.
Yeah.
They don't exist anymore. They're just strange lines on a map that don't really mean much except some territorial farmland. It doesn't change for the average person. It doesn't change at all. So, I don't think the people who created the problem are gonna find any solution to the problem. And I have this political theory that everything is planned out anyway. I think very little happens in politics that's not planned. Because there's too much money involved. They have to be certain. Yeah, and I think that I imagine it like this. There's always somebody somewhere going, yeah. And laughing at everybody and getting what they want out of everything. Qui bono, the Latin phrase, who benefits? Who benefits? Lots of people benefit from problems. When everybody gets sick, doctors make lots of money. Welcome to healthcare, which is like disease control or something. I don't know. Whatever. Healthcare. It's funny. Take these drugs. They'll make you feel better. They have side effects. We need to take these drugs for the side effects and take these drugs for these drugs. And you end up just like taking hundreds of pills. Whatever. Whatever. Brexit, irrelevant, not important. Talked about a lot in Europe. Distraction. Politicians are magicians. Magi, magic people. Why are politicians magicians? Because while you're looking at this hand, the other hand is doing something. So, people love something to talk about. Yeah, let's have a debate. Let's talk about capital punishment. What a stupid debate. I mean, it's wrong to kill people. End of story. Right. So I don't know if that gives you some clarity on the topic. Yeah, that what's right? The thing is, nobody knows what's right or wrong until you fast forward 100 years. No, there's no guarantee that the right choice today will be the right choice in 100 years. There's no guarantee. And there's, yeah, I don't know. People should read. You want to know what the right decision is to do? Go and read 100 books on politics. Go and read 100 books on political history. Go and read Tragedy and Hope by, who wrote that? Anthony Sutton, I think, wrote Tragedy and Hope. At least I hope he wrote it. Go and read about European political history and understand about the topic. Otherwise, it doesn't matter. Are you interested? No one's interested. Nobody cares. Everyone's thinking about where they're going to go for their next holiday, or what car they're going to buy, or I don't know, whatever silly collection of things that they have that they're going to add to. No one really knows. I think the best thing that people can do is just I don't know, look after their gardens, maybe. I don't know. Take your dog for a walk. You want to solve Brexit? Take your dog for a walk. Go get some fresh air, right? And like Gandhi said, be the change you want to be. Look after yourself, right? And then everything will make sense. You've got to look after yourself. You've got to put yourself first in those situations. And believing that the decisions made by large numbers of people somewhere else are going to have a wonderfully positive effect on your life when they don't know who you are, what you need, what your likes are, what your interests are. It's just another sign of madness, really. Yeah, that's why I said start your own school. And not that that's an easy thing to do. It's not an easy thing to do, but the challenge of doing it will teach you so much about yourself that you will learn 1,000 times more doing that than you will being frustrated at the fact that people want to throw you out of a school for some silly reason that's not really very important from their perspective. Yeah, the greatest failure that any individual can have is not having enough self-belief to take control of things in their own world and the things happening around about them. Anytime you make a decision to take control, you make the right decision. And what I feel from what you described to me earlier was a loss of control. Things are happening that are out of your control, and it's very frustrating. And it's very frustrating because it will affect you and you can't do anything about it. So you need to get off that ship and find your own ship and pilot your own ship with control. Which was actually one of the questions that I sent you in the homework list of questions was how much of your day is planned by you, and how much of what you do in your day is planned by other people?